What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
But we are already 10 days removed from the 4th of July. Happens every summer. 4th right. of July happens and boom.
Right, we're already mid-July. That means August is almost here.
Yeah.
And that means the summer's almost over.
We are, Thursday will be 7 weeks away from the first NFL game that counts.
Wow.
That seems like nothing.
I know it does.
7 weeks away from the first NFL game that counts. So summer already flying by. I hate wishing it goodbye. We're going to do some football throughout the week as well. I don't know if anybody else feels this way about the Giants and Jets. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was because of the way last season went. And maybe it's also because we had the Knicks make a run, but we didn't really have like the hockey run in this town too, where that kind of took away some of this. I feel like the Giants and Jets haven't played a football game in a year and a half.
Yeah, it does feel a long
this
time.
This feels like the longest
offseason. It's because you kind of, not quit, but just, you didn't have any faith at the end of the year. It just was kind of like, all right, what's next? Let's look forward to next year. So you stopped like actively paying attention to any of the games on the Sundays probably by mid-November.
I guess that's true too. And there was no, you knew Saleh had already gotten fired from a Jet perspective. You knew Rodgers probably wasn't going to be back, although some Jet fans lived in La La Land.
You knew major changes were coming to the Giants.
Yeah, you knew. You didn't know if the coach or GM would be fired, but you knew that there was going to be a change of quarterback. So you're right. While we all watched the games as fans, there was less excitement on a week-to-week level. But I don't know. I love summer, right? I'm a big Listen, I grew up on Long Island. I love the beach. You were down at the shore this weekend. I love the pool. I love the summer stuff that goes with it. I never want to rush it. I am sitting here. I'm going, I feel like I haven't seen a football game in forever. And I never feel this way at this time.
Right. It's just, it's an emotional, I think, void that last year left us.
It does.
Like, look, there was, the season was interesting. I'm not saying the NFL was boring or college football even. I'm not saying any of that was boring. It just wasn't local.
Yes.
Everything was outside of us. And so, and particularly because the Eagles were so damn good.
That's another reason.
You just wanted to bury your head, not pay attention to it. Like, you just see them being successful, and look, you appreciate what they're doing, but you hate it.
Of course. Look, you can appreciate and hate something.
It's not entertaining to you.
I appreciate the health benefits of cauliflower. I hate it. So, yes, absolutely. That ruined the end of football for me, too. But, yeah, so we're going to start itching along. There's already been some whispers out in the newsroom. Right. When are we going to go to training camp? Stuff like that. So football is definitely top of mind. We're going to sprinkle in some football topics as the baseball dies down throughout the week. I mean, and if you want to call on that, if any of you feel like you haven't seen a football game in forever and you have that same itch, by all means, 888-808-1019. Still have your calls on the All-Star Game Home Run Derby stuff. So about 2 hours ago, we started the show with Tiki, myself, Tommy. Our ultimate, I think, concern, if we had to pick one, for the Mets and Yankees alike. And look, there are multiple to have, and that's fine. And look, we all have high expectations for our baseball team. But there was a concern that Tiki hit on, which was the starting pitching.
Right.
Doesn't trust it. And that ties me into something where I want to say, I kind of told you guys so, and I knew something was up. And Max Fried. When Max Fried got scratched from the All-Star game at the end of last week, Aaron Boone, we all kept saying...
I know you're right, but you made it sound like it was going to be something...
Well, I'm happy...
Bad.
Okay. Yes.
But now, a blister could be bad, because you know how long... These things can linger, be a pain in the butt. You might... Who knows if he's missing his next start? You don't know.
You don't know.
But at least it's not, oh, he's got a shoulder impingement or something stupid like that.
I'm relieved. You're totally right. But I knew it wasn't as simple as he's pitching Saturday, so he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. I was born on a day, and it was not yesterday. It's always the pitchers that pitch on Sunday that can't go to the All-Star game pitching innings. So as soon as I saw that excuse, I thought something was up. Max Fried had not looked his same self in the two previous starts. The Blue Jays start was fine. It only struck out two, kind of labored through. The Mets start, remember, he couldn't get deep into the game. And then this blister pops up. And for those of you who might be wondering, well, a blister pops up at a start. No, there's certain things that go on with gripping the baseball that the Yankees definitely sensed something was coming with his grip and everything. And then the blister fully popped on Sunday. And now they have to deal with this. And all it could take is a week of rest. And this could actually be the perfect time for it. And you're right. I'm glad it's not a shoulder impingement. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's not anything like that. But I knew something was up with Max Fried. All you do is watch the way he started the year and watch the way he pitched. And then see that All-Star game news. Stop trying to get one past the goal.
It's interesting. We were just talking a segment ago about how Pete Alonso opted to not participate in the Home Run Derby. And at the time, I know some Met fans were disappointed because Pete Alonso can win anytime he competes in the Home Run Derby. And he's only one win away from tying the record for most wins in a Home Run Derby with Ken Griffey Jr. But at the same time, what he said was, I just kind of want to rest.
Yes.
And so... You credit him for realizing that the rest of the season is bigger than the All-Star weekend. And now how does that pertain to Max Fried? I think Max Fried also, he could have pitched, gone out and thrown, or not thrown anything.
Right.
Right? Just said, hey, Booney, I'm going, but I'm not going to participate. And it would have been robbing someone of that opportunity if they had never been an All-Star. So he did the right thing.
Yeah.
By backing out, and the Yankees probably encouraged him to, and now Rodon gets a chance to go to the All-Star game and throw, 10 pitches or whatever it is.
Which is great, and make no mistake, Aaron Boone's manager of that team, Carlos Rodon, is getting in that game. There is no way that Carlos Rodon makes this All-Star team with the Yankees, with the Yankee manager managing, and Rodon leaves that All-Star game not getting a chance and looking at the manager going, you couldn't put me in that game.
Isn't that a benefit of having your manager?
Exactly. Rodon will pitch in that game. 1,000%. Now, the question after that is the Yankees are in Atlanta to start next weekend. Max Fried left the Braves to sign a big money deal with the Yankees. I am very curious to see off of this blister, will the Yankees throw Max Fried in Atlanta this weekend or do they give him even more rest and start him the series after? Which, by the way, Toronto follows that. So the Yankees are going to have to make a decision here. If they wait to pitch Max Fried until Sunday to give him extra rest, he is not going to pitch in the Toronto series that follows that. But if he pitches Friday or Saturday, he will get... I'm pretty sure my math is right on this. He will pitch in that Toronto series.
Because that first game is Friday, right?
Right. I think they can manipulate it. So at least, 1, 2, 3... Toronto would be 4, 5. I guess not even. I guess you have to start Friday to pitch in the Toronto series.
He would have to come right and start the first game of the Atlanta series, in order to pitch in the Toronto series.
Yeah.
But the question will be, and we won't know this because they're in the All-Star break right now. I guess we'll get some kind of intel or I don't know, answers from those powers that be inside the Yankees to tell us how bad this blister is or if it's healing at some point. But I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't pitch in this Atlanta series.
So that's where...
And waits.
I hope for their sake that they don't just pitch him in Atlanta because it means a lot to him to go face his former team. He signed an 8-year deal.
Yeah,
they will be back
in
Atlanta.
It's interleague. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
We need him to pitch against the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays series is going to be so paramount for the Yankees, no matter what happens in Atlanta, that you need Max Fried healthy and pitching there. So, my prediction, I think Max Fried is starting the fourth game back from the break. Give him the whole weekend off. Doesn't pitch in Atlanta, and will start game one versus Toronto. And the Yankees probably should manipulate it where, is it Rodon that starts that game one out? Is it Is it Cam Schlittler that started? And you want to see his stuff versus Toronto, something like that. I would make sure to pitch Marcus Stroman this weekend versus Atlanta and void him versus Toronto at all costs,
right,
please.
Right.
And now we're talking.
Yeah.
Cam Stroman, Will Warren. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Even though Rodon, you could hold off until Toronto, too. Have him pitch that Tuesday.
Right.
That's a great way to do it. And then you still have Fried and Rodon back-to-back after that. I think me and Tiki have figured it out.
All right.
That's the Yankee
rotation. You heard it, Boone.
That's it, Booney. 888-808-1019. Okay. Up and down the board. A lot of, what's it called, potpourri. Lorenzo at Keyport. Lorenzo, what's up?
Okay, I'll preface by saying I spent no time thinking about this, but I think I have four possible quick options for the All-Star game.
Let's hear it.
What do you
ready? Number one, remember, I took no thought with this. Little League World Series starts in August. Have the first round, the All-Star weekend, instead of the All-Star game, because I'd rather watch the kids who want to play in the first round. No. All right, second one, if you're going to play them, if the players are going to play, let's play wiffle ball. Forget baseball. Let's do wiffle ball. Let me see what happens. Third option, pay them $1 million. Half they get, the other half goes to charity, so they're guilted to play, and the teams who have the sixth lowest salaries have to pay that bill. Get them out of the bottom, so they're not the Pittsburgh Pirates trying to be at the bottom. The last one,
jeez,
blow the whole thing up and don't do anything and give me 4 days off.
Thank you,
I mean, that's...
The last one might be the one that would kill baseball.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You need it for the kids in the middle.
Right, of course.
When we were younger, Tiki, the baseball game was such a big
deal. Wiffle ball would never go.
Well, or talk about messing up swings.
Yeah, exactly.
They would
light
mess up the
bats, swings, swinging hard as hell at a little wiffle ball.
This is where I think the NBA does a terrible job. And hockey and football are okay because they do their stuff kind of like earlier in the day.
Right.
But the NBA during a school year plays an all-star game at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday night now. Who is that for? That is for celebrities and adults but the game itself should be for kids.
I agree.
So the summertime, everybody's off for school or whatever. So I think that's where the baseball game still plays at 8 o'clock. We were younger. The baseball game was such a big deal. My dad would work, he worked in the supermarket business. So he worked a lot of weekend stuff. His off day traditionally was either Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a giant sleepover at my house, me and all my friends, every All-Star game. And that's what we would do as kids. It was targeted for us. My dad would be the dad that was off on Wednesdays, and we'd all hang out, order pizza, drink our soda till whatever time. We did this 10 years in a row.
Right.
Baseball, you can't take away the All-Star game because somewhere out there is the kid wanting to, take some surge down his mouth and eat pepperoni pizza. It's for the kids. 888-808-1019. Gene in West Orange. Gene, what's up?
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, listen, as a Jet fan, I haven't seen a football game in a long time, and I'm not excited to see one this year.
Oh, God.
I'm broken as a fan. I've turned into Tiki where I have no more fandom.
Right.
And the truth is, I love Aaron Glenn. Awesome guy. Awesome player. But we know how this ends. Please help me fix this.
Gene, does that change if they win?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like, all of a sudden, if they're winning and it's, you just feel, I don't know, uplifted, does that change?
It will change, but the fact is, what are the odds of that happening? We've gone year after year with this. We're just this close, and it's almost going to happen. You know, we have the savior, and now we're back to square one.
No, I know what you mean. Like, you don't want to get your hopes up again, right? First, it was Robert Saleh, all gas, no brakes. Then he gets fired in his fourth year. Then it's Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're going to that Lombardi trophy looks lonely in there. And then he tears his Achilles in the first game. It's like every single thing that's supposed to lift you lets you down, ultimately.
You get your heart stomped on.
Yeah, but isn't that over and over and over again?
It's also part of being a fan. And that's why ultimately, if and when you finally get to see your team win it all, it's unbelievable. It's magical. Look, I'll say this. I wave pom-poms sometimes for the Giants. Mm-hmm. We're all guilty of that. Right. And then there's times I get really negative. I know Tommy feels that way, too. For as a Jet fan, man, if you're ever going to be positive, you got a new head coach in Aaron Glenn.
The freaking New York Jets. We're built for this.
You're not tied to Justin Fields long term. And if you end up tying yourself to long term, it's probably a good thing. Means you had a good year.
Right.
I find no reason not to be excited about Jet football this year. Or even, at least from the Giants' point of view, they drafted a quarterback. Mm. We've been through crappy times. It's been a long time since we've seen football. It's mid-July. These teams start training camp next week. Why the hell not get excited?
I agree.
Why not? None of us should go into the year thinking we're going to beat the Chiefs for the Super Bowl. Right. But this could be a really big building step year for both of these organizations. And if you just approach the season that way, why wouldn't you be excited?
Of course you're excited.
Yeah. It beats the hell out of arguing about Anthony Volpe every day because that's not changing.
I agree.
888-808-1019. David Merrick. Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's good.
Hey, listen. I had a funny thought. How about get the mascots involved? The mascot race going on.
Like a big mascot race?
Oh, the All-Star game? Aren't they all there?
They're all there, but they're all putting on a show. I guess your point, Dave, is like have them race through the outfield or something?
Yeah, exactly.
No, bang, home run derby contestants wearing mascot outfits like the Masked Singer. It's Fox. Doesn't Fox do the Masked Singer?
They do.
Work with me here. We don't know who's underneath the costumes. Every time they're eliminated, they take off the mascot head. And that doesn't mean, look, not Yankees don't have a mascot. Jazz Chisholm could be Bernie the Brewer.
I love that.
This is great. You hit the home runs with the mascot outfit on. Now, you might hit less home runs. It'll look ridiculous.
Right.
But they do it as a tie to the Masked Singer. I figured it out, Fox. You're welcome.
That's a big head to be swinging a bat, though.
It is.
You gotta adjust that. I love the idea. You got to adjust the mask, though, I think.
Maybe that's what you do the bunting contest.
How can you see?
Well, there's eyes in those masks.
Yeah, but it's still obscured.
And it's a small object you're trying to hit, obviously.
Right.
I could tell you, based on Mrs. Met, Mr. Met could see just fine. Would see just
you could
fine.
See that took us from space.
How great would that be?
It would be great. And not all of them are masks, like the Philly Fanatic. It's like a onesie. I think with Mr. Met, it's more of a big head you put on. But obviously, whatever mascot is the team, like if Pete Alonso's in it, he would be Mr. Met or Mrs. Met. Whichever one he wants to go with, that's fine.
You'd walk away from those home run derbies laughing your ass off.
That would be tremendous.
It's about being entertained.
And I think that could even be, if you don't want to like get away from purists, if you want to say that, that could be like the appetizer to the actual home run derby.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like just throw in another.
That could be one of those, you said have pitchers do it. Send four pitchers up there in four mascot outfits to do it.
Here's the other problem that I'm at least having right now. Can I name more than five or six baseball mascots at this point in my life?
Well, let's go through. Great question. Philly Fanatic, Mr. and Mrs. Met. Okay, stop. The Braves have a mascot?
That's the question. That's the point.
They have
like
a dog, don't they?
Do they?
Like,
I know Billy the Marlin.
Billy the Marlin. The Yankees don't.
The Yankees don't. The Nationals don't.
The Padres do.
Well, the Nationals have the Presidents. Do they all count?
No.
It's got to be like the official.
There's definitely a Blue Jay. The Rays have some kind of stupid thing because they're the Rays.
You're just literally pointing to things in the room.
I don't know their names, but
the Rockies have the dinosaur.
Yeah, they call him
Rocky.
Rocky.
No, I don't know what they call him.
No, they don't.
Sounds good. The Reds? Do they have?
Yeah, they have the guy with the mustache. He's got that.
But that's a person.
No, he's like Mr. Med over there, but it's in the Nats a killer business.
Toronto Blue Jays have Ace. The Brewers have Bernie the Brewer and Barrel Man. The Braves have Blooper. The Cubs have a Clark. The Rays have a DJ Kitty. That's right, it's a cat.
And the Royals used to have a lion, but now they have the, for Vinny Pescatino, they got the Sasquatch. And they call him Pasquash or something.
Right.
Oh, wait, I just saw it on television.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays have Junior as well. There's a free bird from the Cardinals.
So it sounds like every team has one.
All but three professional teams have mascots.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
The Yankees.
Yeah. I don't know who the other two are. The Yankees, who else would it be? Now, this is going to kill me. Maybe the Nationals. Maybe that's it because they have the president.
Well, the Dodgers don't, do they?
The Giants, like the older teams, I'm thinking.
The Diamondbacks have a luchador. The Cub guy's a Cub. Dinger is the Rockies mascot, by the way. Gapper is the weird-looking guy with the Reds. Oh, hold on. The name for the Giants mascot is great.
What
ready?
Is UConn?
No. It's a seal in a Giants logo. It's named Lou Seal. Come on. The Moose at the Mariner games, obviously Mr. and Mrs. Net. Yeah, okay. So pause with the Tigers. How about that? And the big Oriole. All right, we got enough mascots. Bottom line is this. It's in play. Major League Baseball, we need a masked singer. Bang, we're in tonight. We'd be all over it. Now, if that comes out.
No one would hit a home run.
That might be part of the fun.
Right.
Long ball contest then instead of home runs.
So the three teams, by the way, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Angels don't have a mascot.
Are you kidding me?
I feel like the Angel one would be an easy one.
They had the rally monkey back in the day, but
you know what?
That's not really a mascot.
I know. You know what? They play so close to Disneyland. They're so associated with Disney. They can't trot out their own mascot. They probably, I bet you they have Disney characters popping to Angel games all the time.
I'm sure they do too. But again, Grimace isn't a mascot. So unofficial mascots like the rally monkey do not count.
They do not count. The Guardians have Slider. That's the other one. You're right. The Slugger, the mascot for the Royals, went away. He was a good one. 888-808-1019. Welcome to July. John, what's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? Tiki, much props, man. I watched your whole career, man. I
appreciate you, dude.
Lots of good memories with you. Thank you, brother. Sean.
Yeah.
Dude, do you think there's some magical potion that's going to cure a blister in 1 week?
I know. You know. That's what I'm talking about.
Guy throws 110 pitches a game. That you don't magically get a chunk of skin put back on your finger in a week. It just doesn't. When's the last time you had a blister on your toe or your finger?
John, I get them a lot. But John, I only say that because I've sat here year after year in 38 years of my life and seen pitchers have blisters. And once they finally pop, within a week or two, they're on the mound easily. They don't go in the IL with the blister.
I do not foresee Max Fried pitching for at least the first four series after the All-Star.
No, John, that's not how it works with blisters, man. I know what you're saying. Max Fried's not the first pitcher to have a blister on his pitching hand. It is painful. It's a pain in the rear. It clearly was something building, and it had bothered him those other starts.
Right.
If Max Fried was going to miss the first four series, you know where he'd be right now? The injured list. He is not starting the second. I'll be the first one. You guys could clip this. Gallo could have fun with it. Throw it back in my face. If he starts Friday, we get word Max Fried's been put on the 10-day IL with blisters. I'll be the first one to eat my words. He's not going on the IL with blisters. Probably not going to start versus Atlanta. He'll be out there versus Toronto.
Now, that guy was just talking about magic elixirs for blisters. There is one. Urine.
Oh, stop. That's not true. That's for, like...
That's what?
It's for...
It's an old wives' tale? Like,
jellyfish?
That's also an old wives' tale.
Is it?
As somebody who's done it, it's an old wives' tale.
Are you telling me that didn't work for Monica when they stepped up?
Or wait a minute. You've done that?
Yeah.
For who?
Let's myself.
Wait a minute.
You got stung by a jellyfish.
Why? Years ago.
And you peed on yourself.
Well,
yeah.
Or is that just an excuse to pee on yourself?
Put on a cup, maybe, but.
Yes, I got
poured on you.
Look, if you know the deal, Tommy.
I know the deal, Tommy. Let's just back up if you're just getting into your car right now. You got stung by a jellyfish and Tiki said, did you, on your pee on yourself? And I was, and then you go, Tommy, you know the deal. No, I don't know the deal. I'm not into that. I'm into a lot of things with girls, but I'm not into that, all right? All right? I'll go a lot of places. I won't go there, okay? I'm not into it.
I know how this sounds. Look, I could be very gullible. You hear something, you trust it. What I mean by you know the deal is, I'm assuming it's kind of the same order, but usually end of August, beginning of September starts to be jellyfish season at some of our beaches on the island, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's also the time where the water is the warmest throughout the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is years ago. I think it was Gilgo Beach on Long Island. Not the murders were happening, but not the murders.
What?
me. I'm in the water. I get, you know, like that little, they, yeah, a little one. It wasn't a big one, but it stung enough. And it stung like, oh, heck, you do the, you know, you come out, you probably, you're hopping on one foot.
Yes.
And I went to, there's like some shrubbery. And that was what I, whoever was with me at the time, you got, you're doing a one on it. So I went, I hid myself. I pulled out little Bo Jackson. I aimed down at my foot, did the deed, did nothing but make it more stingy. And then I smelt like it. So I could tell you, it does not work. And then I think I looked it up like a couple of years ago. Dude, I'm telling you, this was probably like 10 years ago.
I don't think it's to like make it feel, it's not like an aloe. It's not to soothe it. I think it's to keep it from getting infected, if all things,
well, okay,
if
well,
you don't have anything right, else.
Sterile.
Yes. Right, kind of like a saltwater rinse almost.
Yes, exactly.
But it's not a saltwater rinse. Urine is one of the grossest, dirtiest things on the planet.
It's sterile.
It's sterile. Ask Moises Alou. He did that on his hands for calluses.
I looked it back up. Oh, I have calluses. I'm not doing that on my hands. Look it up, because I ended up looking up years later, and I realized what an idiot I was. That is a stupid old wives' tale that caught on. It's like the, when you grow up and you turn the little light on in the car, and your parents told you you were going to get pulled over if you had the light on.
Right.
Lies. Not true.
No, it's not that. It's just distracting.
Exactly.
That's what I tell my kids now.
Okay.
It's distracting when you turn that light on.
So chocolate causes acne. Are you saying that that's not true? Because that's
true.
Another one I've heard forever. My grandmother used to say if my hair was wet, I would get sick. You're going to catch a cold.
I guess in the winter, maybe.
You catch cold from germs. Not because you're...
Well, that's what I told her. She goes, don't stand in front of a fan.
It's it's really complicated. So what happens is that when you're cold... when
there
you're,
goes Tiki.
This isn't a rabbit hole. I just know this.
There
when you're
goes
cold,
Tiki.
The cilia in your nose, it constricts and becomes less able to prevent germs from going into your nasal passages. And therefore, you catch a cold. But... So if you're cold, it makes you more susceptible to catching germs that cause cold. But if you're not around germs, you're not going to get cold.
All right, so that's the way you say it if you go to college. But my grandmother, the streets of Glen Cove in the Italian neighborhood, they said your hair's wet, so you're going to get sick.
Also, I got a tweet on baseball related, and I did not know this. I'm not going to pretend I knew this. Max Fried, this person's claiming, had 4 IL stints in his career, 4 blisters.
He's definitely had one I could remember.
Yeah.
I think
4?
I had him on fantasy.
I don't
that
remember
year.
4. But...
4? Hmm. All right, look. If he's going on the IL, then they should have been more forefront
way,
about this weekend.
If this is the worst that's happening, I'll take it. Seriously, a blister, I would take over, he's got elbow tightness or whatever heck some of these pitchers are coming out with these days, especially our pitchers with all these injuries that have popped up over the last couple of weeks.
I didn't hear a singular question this weekend asked anybody about Max Fried going on the IL. And also, so Max Fried's ended up there. Max Fried's not the first Yankee pitcher to have a blister.
Right, but he's not on the IL.
No, but my point is, I'm speaking from a point of how many times you guys pop up with blisters, and oftentimes they are out there 5 days later.
Right.
People leave games all the time with blisters.
That is accurate, by the way. 4 times in his
four
career.
Times?
I just looked it up, starting from 2018, twice in 2018, it looks like, and then once in 2023.
IL stints for blisters, 4 of them? I think Max Fried's been bold.
I mean, it just also gives you, it's probably giving him a chance to rest. You put him on the IL, gives him a chance to rest, skip a turn to the rotation, and then you come back.
All right, so this even makes more sense as to why the Yankees knew something was up with the other thing. It was more, the blisters from him have been an issue in his career. Either way, I would be very disappointed if we found out Friday he was on the IL with the timing of this, with a week off and leaving that game.
Right.
And if this was really building the last couple starts and they sensed it, then to begin with, they probably shouldn't have let him make the start here before the break with this history.
Yeah, but they
kind of
had to.
What are you doing
otherwise?
I mean, they could have went bullpen game.
Yeah.
What does it matter if you empty out your bullpen? You're about to be off for a week.
True.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.